Research shows when someone goes to prison, the health of their family members at home can suffer. Mothers, spouses, and even neighbors of the incarcerated report more health problems than those whose loved ones walk free. A bus service in Indianapolis helps families stay connected. Reporter Emily Foreman from Side Effects has the story.
Janice McLean climbs on the bus at a stop downtown. She takes a seat among a dozen or so other women, all women, on their way to visit children, spouses, and fiancés in prison.
Hi.
Hi.
It's so nice to meet you.
Okay, we're going to pray. Father, we honor you.
Janice has been riding this bus for over 10 years to visit her 35-year-old son, Edward Hobson.
They call him Pearl. He don't really like to be called Edward.
She calls Pearl her knee baby, remembering him glued to her knee when he was just as tall. Pearl went to prison 16 years ago for murder. Janice struggled to stay in contact and her health suffered.
I mean, I passed out the day of his trial. I mean, I just passed out on the floor and have been sick ever since then.
So the one health thing with the people in the prison is the importance of the touch and the hug.
Since 1998, Cecilia Whitfield has given thousands of families rides to prisons across Indiana. Cecilia and their driver, Linda, talk about the importance of touch a lot.
Linda has sent me a thing over the Facebook to talk about just 10 seconds hug. Helps the memory, helps to do healing.
It all started while visiting her son in prison. On those trips, she met many families needing rides. Several years later, she bought a bus on layaway and painted it purple and white. She named her prison ministry after her mom's favorite saying, use what you've got. Janice used to drive 6 hours round trip to see Pearl. The first time, the prison turned her away, and she cried for hours until they let her in. Pearl isn't the first child Janice lost. Her two oldest sons died. One got hit by a car, another was shot. So when Pearl left, Janice's blood pressure skyrocketed, resulting in multiple trips to the ER.
And the depression just set in where basically I just didn't care. You know, I wasn't taking my medication like I was supposed to. I wasn't doing anything like I was supposed to.
Then Janice got really sick. First, a major blood vessel ruptured. 3 days later, she had a stroke. She lost her ability to speak, read, and write. Basically, every way of communicating with Pearl.
And the only highlight of my life, basically, was going to see him and knowing that I can't see him. I couldn't handle it.
Her primary care physician wrote the prison, Janice's recovery depends on seeing her son. And it worked. The prison moved Pearl 20 minutes away, a more manageable distance for Janice to ride. And her speech gradually returned.
I need my ID.
Now she rides with Cecilia, who says Janice isn't alone. Among the families she's worked with, often stress and anxiety lead to bigger health issues. At the prison, Janice waits in her socks, holding a styrofoam bowl full of quarters for a vending machine lunch. Women ahead of her in line struggle to get through the metal detector. Is there underwire in your bra, a guard asks. 2 hours later, Janice returns to the bus with a photo. Pearl has his arm wrapped around Janice. Her beige shirt matches his beige uniform.
Any anxiety I may have had yesterday or last week or whatever, all of that is just gone.
Since her speech returned, they talk on the phone too, but seeing him helps her know he's okay.
I've seen my baby, you know.
For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Emily Foreman.